Eventually. Good. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Hate to break up the conversations. I don't do big whistles. Can you do it, Granny? I've never figured that out, how to do a real loud whistle. Would have come in handy when I was a teacher. All right, good afternoon. Thank you for coming back for our song and prayer service. Before we begin, I'd like to offer opportunity for prayer requests. We've included everybody in the announcements, but if there is any extra prayer requests, that now is your time to ask and request, and we'll add to the prayer list as needed.
Is Rich Ladd on that list?
Yes, Rich Ladd is on the list. All right, so, okay. So Albert's scan is on August 23rd coming up. All right. Any others?
I know Jess's mom, Anita Barber, is supposed to be seeing the doctor within the next couple of weeks. I forgot what the date is, but they do have a doctor's appointment now to go over possible treatments for her cancer.
Okay. So just an update on Jessica's. Is her mother, right? Anita Harper. I remember the name, but then sometimes I forget the relation. Okay. With the cancer. Sorry. Man, I like can't repeat what you just said. She's got a treatment plan.
She's got an upcoming doctor's appointment to come up with the treatment.
Okay. Upcoming appointment to come up with the treatment plan. Sorry about that. Thank you for repeating it. And she is on the list. We've been praying for her. All right. Well, we'll begin with a reading of Psalm 145. Wait, nope, other Psalm. That's last month. It's still in my mind, Psalm 145. But okay.
We'll get an email out pretty soon, but as we announced, Tosin's father died, and his funeral's in Nigeria, and the costs for him to get there are rather forbidding. So we'd like to take up a collection among the brethren here and those that are not here. We'll get an email out for that to help defray his costs to get out there to be with his father. So be thinking about that. I don't see Rick here. Rick is the one that handles our member needs, but we'll task him with collecting the money, and I'll let him know. And appreciate your generosity. Thank you.
Psalm 89, I'll be reading verses 1 through 18 if you want to follow along. Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces, and one who is as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteous and justice are the foundation of your throne. mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long. In your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel.
Sing Only a Holy God.
Who was commands all the hosts of heaven? Who was to make every king bow down? Who was to whisper and darkness tremble? Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God. What other beauty can man such praises? What other splendor outshines the sun? What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God. What other glory consumes thy fire? What other power can raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God. Who was to rescue me from my failing? Who else would offer his only son? Who else invites me to call?
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now God above. Alleluia, thank the glory. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, thank the glory. Revive us, O God.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children, thanking you for all the love you've given to us. Thank you for the love you've demonstrated to us through your Son. We praise your name for all the things that you've done, created for our very lives and health. We thank you for allowing us to call you our Father. As your children, we come before you praying for your will to be done as we bring these, our brothers and sisters and family members before you, petitioning for their health. We pray that you'd be with Sister Irma as she continues to process and deal with the loss of her husband, Bob, our brother. We pray that you would be with her and her family. Give us opportunity to strengthen her, to support her in this time of grief as we pray with her, as we pray for her, as we look for ways that we can support her. Likewise, the same exact prayer for Sister Dora as we miss our brother Johnny as well. Help us find ways to celebrate the lives of Bob and Johnny, to be able to reflect and to be able to help the grief ease and the pain. And we know that you are able to make that happen through your word and through us as your hands. We thank you for being with these two sisters in Christ. We pray for Brother Tosin as his father has passed away. We pray for opportunity to support him. It's never easy to lose a parent. We pray that we will be able to find ways to support him, not only in your word, but also physically, monetarily, so that he might be able to be with his family as they lay his father to rest. We continue to pray for those who are sick, especially those with cancer. Sister Kathy Willis, we pray that the treatments being applied will be effectual, that she would be healed of her cancer. Please support her and Steve as they go through these difficult times and trying times, reminding us that we can always rely on you. We pray similarly for brother, for Sister Denise Flynn, as the treatment course is going to be determined, that the dates will be set, and we pray that the treatments will be effective, and that if it be your will, as with all these things, that cancer will be removed from her, that she might still be with us for a while. We pray, continue to pray for Sister Charlene Coward. She's currently fighting a stomach bug, and she's being given antibiotics and fluid in the hospital. We pray that that will be effective so that she can get back to fighting the cancer that she has been diagnosed with. Again, please be with her as she goes through this fight. Be with the Gomez family as they continue to support her. And we just pray that you be with the doctors in all of these cases, that they would be able to be effective and choose the right treatment course. We pray that, we thank you for the good news from Brother Jim, that the first surgery on his leg went well. We pray that it will continue to heal and fully heal as he prepares for the other leg, and that will give him the relief that he's seeking to be able to continue to worship with us every Sunday, every time that we are able to see him, and in common praise of your name. We pray that you would be with the doctors again, that they would be supportive. We pray as well for Pam and Mike Ryan. We know that they, like Deb and Brian Haley, are going through challenges every day. various challenges. Some days are better than others, but you will pray that we do not forget them. We pray that the doctors will find some way to ease the pain that is ever present, that we might be able to support them, support their mental state as well as their spiritual state with cards, with prayers, with love, and of course always with your word, that we will know that you are never far from us, that you are always with us. We pray at this time also for Sister Leah Foy. We know that, again, she's in a similar condition where there's pain. Different treatments have been tried to different efficacies in the past. We pray that the doctors will find yet another way that will be successful. We do praise your name and thank you for the good news around Albert and the great results that you have provided to him. We pray that the upcoming screening will again remain cancer-free, but in all things, dear Lord, we know that you're in control. We know that we are here just temporarily on this earth as we work to head to heaven with you and Jesus for eternity through your grace and your mercy. At this time, we also want to be mindful of those returning to school. We pray that you would be with the students, help them wherever they may be to remember their first love, that you as their father, that we as their brothers and sisters are still with them. Even though they may be away from us at school, help them to be a shining light to those around them, that more may come to you. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the different things that we've faced over this year, over the last couple of years, that you've given us a successful outcome to. We also thank you for those trials and tribulations that have increased our faith. Whether the outcome that we thought we needed was there or not, we know that you are faithful to us always. And we pray that you would always help encourage us, and that we might be able to have wisdom to be able to continue to worship you in all things. We continue on in this worship service to you, thanking you and praising your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our next song, and actually, we're doing scriptures, sorry. Thought I had it memorized. I'm not the reader. Cecilio, sorry about that, y'all.
Please read with me. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Thank you, Cecilio. So this set of songs is all centered around unity in the brotherhood, in the body of Christ, and the good works and that we should embody as the body of Christ. We'll start with a common love, our fellowship, the things we share. Do mi so.
Amen. Let's go to God in prayer again. Our almighty and most righteous God, we are so grateful for this day. We're thankful for this time we have to slow down, to focus upon you, to come together, to sing praises to you, and to come to you and speak with you in prayer. And dearly Father, we are so grateful for this, the blessings that come from it, and we are so grateful for the body here, that as we've just sung, that we're united and that we are one body, that we're united and that you have loved all of us, and you loved all of us so much that you sent your Son to come here and die upon the cross for our sins, and that in that sacrifice we have redemption and we have salvation, and that the good news of the gospel is the fact that your Son Jesus is King now. And as we consider what that means to us, we are reminded of the loyalty and the submission to him that comes from that. And we are so grateful that he is a good king, that he loves us, that he cares for us, and that we know nothing can separate us from the love that has been shown to us in that sacrifice upon the cross. And as we consider these things, we pray that within this body here, that we might continue to share that good news with everyone around us, because there's nothing more important and nothing more needed than to understand what that is, to understand what it means to be loved by you, and to understand the newness of life that is available to us, that we no longer have to feel enslaved to sin, that we've been freed, and that we now are slaves to you, slaves to righteousness, slaves to good things, and help us to cling to that. At this time, we want to pray especially for the Sickle family, for Zach and Jess. We pray that you be with them, with the twins that are on the way. We pray for health for Jess. We pray for the babies. We pray that you continue to watch over them, stay close to them, and provide them the growth that they need as they go through this process. We pray for all the fathers and mothers who are here within this congregation. We pray that you might continue to bless the efforts that they're putting in to raise sons and daughters to follow you, to know you. And dearly Father, as a congregation, we pray that we might assist in that effort, that as husbands we might model ourselves after Christ, that we might love our wives and our families the way that Christ has loved the church. And we pray for the wives here, the mothers, that they might continue to model themselves after the many women we read about in the Bible, the women who have been servants of you as well. And dearly Father, in all things, may the efforts we put into doing these things, the support we provide to each other, the encouragement be fruitful, and that it might raise a new generation that knows you and serves you. We want to pray for those who are dealing with some of the challenges of age. We pray that you be with Ann and Terry Bean, the Coopers, Willie Hurd. We pray that you watch over them, that you might provide them comfort from the pain that they are experiencing, from the difficulties that they have. And dearly Father, we pray as a body here that we might find opportunities to help them, to serve them, and to try and encourage them as they deal with these challenges that no matter what we might do in life, no matter what we might try to do to avoid it, we will all face them at different points, that at different times, that is one thing that we cannot run away from, is age. We want to continue to pray for our brother Cecilio. We are so thankful for him, for his family, what they mean to us here within this congregation, the hard workers that they are, the examples of faith that they are. And we pray that you continue to be with him as he's dealing with these legal proceedings. We pray that you continue to strengthen him and encourage him. And dearly Father, we pray for mercy on his behalf. We are also, as we've mentioned, mindful of all those who are here that are taking advantage of the MD Anderson facility, those who are dealing with cancer. We pray for Rich Ladd, for Felicity and Donna, for David Stowers, for the Logans, Anita Harper, Beth's uncle Kenneth. We pray for all of them. And dearly Father, it is a reminder when we see people who are dealing with diseases like cancer, it is a reminder of how fragile and frail our bodies are. But dearly Father, we pray that they may be comforted, and we are so thankful that in the face of adversity, in the face of unknowns, that they have continued to show their own faith, that they have shown that they trust in you, that they believe with all of their heart that no matter what may happen to our bodies here on this earth, nothing can separate us from the love that you have for us. Nothing can separate us from that. Nothing can keep us apart from that. And dearly Father, we are so thankful for that example, and help us as the body here to do what we can to encourage them, to remind them of these things, and help us to all, again, proclaim to the world that while we deal with challenges, sickness, death, trials, anxieties, all these things, that no matter what we may face here on this earth, it will all be worth it in the end, because we know that we will not be put to shame for putting our faith in you, that ultimately when we stand in judgment, those of us who have put our faith in you, have believed in you, who have followed you, will know that we do not have to fear anything, because you are good, that you have loved us, and that you keep your promises. We also want to continue to pray for Mike Tyre and his family and his father, Bob. We pray that you continue to be with Bob as he is dealing with the disease that he has. We pray that you be with Mike and his family as they continue to support him. And dearly Father, give them courage, continue to give them perseverance as what they're facing is a long process, and continue to strengthen them, continue to help them keep their heads up and take comfort, knowing, again, the promises that we know are available to us. Within the body, we want to pray for our elders. We pray that you continue to provide them wisdom and courage. We pray that they might have perseverance as they continue to lead the flock here, dearly Father. And while we as members are not able to bear the burden which they do, we pray that we might be there for them, to lift up their arms and be there to help them as they need. And as well, we pray that as members here, we might strive for unity and for peace, that we might do what we can to make their job just a little bit less difficult. And dearly Father, as well, we pray that for this unity and peace, that ultimately it will be for the benefit of your word, that it might continue to spread here, it might continue to spread within this community, and that others too, again, may come to know what it means to be loved by you and the blessings available through that. Help us as we go back out into the world to have taken this day, this opportunity to be encouraged, to be renewed, and be reaffirmed in our faith to you. Help us to be bold in our proclamation of the good news of the gospel. Help us to be courageous as we face the challenges and the trials. Help us to be patient while we are waiting upon you, and help us to remember the many comforting words within your word that are there available to us, to continue to provide us daily with the courage, the strength, the encouragement, and all the many different things that we need to face this world. Again, we pray that you be with us all, be with us as we leave from this place later today, and be with us as we go back out into the world. We pray that we might continue to cling to you and hold fast to you, because truly apart from you, we are nothing. All these things and so many others, we pray in your son's name, amen.
Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through your greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, your peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us out into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with the burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken. When I was in trouble, I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with a sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer nor his mercy from me.
Okay, let's conclude our singing this afternoon with three songs of celebration, one for the blessings God has given us, one expressing our thanksgiving to him, and then the last, looking forward to the day when we will all be with him in heaven. Count your blessings. Asher and Lucy need to hear you sing out on this one. Domi.
When upon my fellows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings in them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings in them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every town will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Give thanks. Different song than what I turned to.
Give thanks to the Holy One.
first and third verse when we all get to heaven.
No soul, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace in the mansions bright and blessed.
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your love and your mercy upon our life. We thank you for you always take care of us, despite the fight of our waywardness, our sinful life, yet your mercy eludes us every day. King of kings and the Lord of lords, maker of heaven and earth, there is no one like you. We give you all the glory, Heavenly Father, for giving us the opportunity to assemble here to sing praises unto your holy name. What a wonderful God you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the precious church that you purchased with the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. What a loving Father you are, for there is no one like you. Help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to walk in the light of your word, to be pleasing unto you. We pray for the elders and the deacons and the preachers of this church. Continue to strengthen them and continue to equip them with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We reach out to those who are sick, Heavenly Father, help them to recover. And we pray for those who have lost loved ones, comfort them with the power of your word. As we go to our respective places of living, Heavenly Father, we pray for your divine protection to continue to be upon us. Help us to be mindful of that heavenly country you prepare for the saints. Help us not to go astray, Heavenly Father, because the devil is out there as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to focus on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to be with us, Heavenly Father. Help us not to forget the gift of salvation that you've given unto us. Help us to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the living God, so we can use it to quench every wickedness of Satan. Continue to be with us, Heavenly Father. Save us from the hands of evil men and women, and continue to save us from every form of principalities in the highest places. What a loving Father you are. Blessed be your holy name in the highest. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.